With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Still heaps of people messaging about everything. Like, I'm getting emails at theory@adamrichard.com.au. I'm getting things from the Facebook group, from Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, and Twitter, Instagram, however you want to get to me, please get to me. It sounds weird. Like, why? I made it sound like you're trying to, you know, put a hit on me or something. Anyway, from the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, which you can join. It's free. Damo says, absolute flashback for this week's Theory Dome. This is where I broadcast from, the Theory Dome. Rose was my introduction to Doctor Who, says Damo. I was aware of the Whoniverse, but I grew up in the wilderness years, and this was the first episode I ever saw. Oh, wow. How exciting. I remember I was working night shift at a call center, 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Oh, man, I've done those shifts. They're awful. Like, and at a call center, like, you know, it's like, I guess if people ring, you got to answer the phone. Whereas I was people coming in to, you know, buy some revolting paraphernalia from the adult bookshop that I worked in that also had a little cinema at the back. Anyway, let's not talk about that. but I would finish at like 7 a.m. and step out into, like, on a Monday. So I'd start Sunday night and finish Monday morning and would walk out into a very busy Melbourne, like right out onto Elizabeth Street, and people are on their way to work. And I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. It was like being at a nightclub all night, but without the fun. But I got paid. Anyway, Damo was doing night shift at the call center, and the manager had burned a copy of the leaked version to DVD and put it on the TV that showed our stats. Oh, so they obviously have stats going on, who's doing well on the call center. Luckily, it was a quiet night. Sweat face emoji. If this were a cold open of a Doctor Who episode, the new colleague next to me would have been the doctor. Oh, yes. Because you're like sitting there going, oh, my God, this is a very boring night shift. Like, oh, there's a man in a suit next to me. Who is he? James replied to Damo saying, what a great experience. Hats off to your manager. James, were you the manager? I remember the exhilaration of watching that episode for the first time. And I am, like Adam, one of the brought up in the 70s and 80s on high rotation repeats. The opening from the swoop from space down to the power state, right through to when the elevator pings and the music stops, had me onside from the first. It was breathless and fun. I know it was. Like, that's what I found watching it again. Like, you know, there are a lot of very silly things that happen later in the episode that require some suspension of disbelief from a crane, as I've explained. but that first moment, right up to the hand, And then being brought back down to earth again, says James, as Rose explores the basement before the excitement is built again, as dummies start moving, and the Doctor grabs her arm and says, in Northern, run. So good. Run. Some of this story is dinky and silly, but I forgive all of it for being such a clever new start for the show. Wonderful. I've been to London a few times over the years, and on more than one occasion have taken a version of this photo. And there's a photo of him standing in front of the London Eye, all lit up in the background at night, with that look on his face as if to go, what? What? Which is just glorious. It's such a moment. You're just going. And I wonder if that was something that was delivered in the performance or whether it was on the page. I mean, you can have a look because that entire season's scripts are published in a book. Like, you can read them. But, yeah, I just love to imagine that, you know, that was just a thing. And then they're like, when they're there, it's like, we're in London. We're in front of the aunt. Let's milk it. Let's really milk it. Like, give it a triple take, Christopher Eccleston. So glorious, so fun. So thank you, everyone. Do keep your Rose theories and thoughts coming in. Like, I will keep going because now we're about to pivot back to an unearthly child. Because why not? For instance, Carl, who messaged us about an unearthly child and started me off on some very strange tangents, said, I forgot I sent that email until you read it out this week. Was it a bit embarrassed as I meant H.G. Wells, not Jules Verne? I'm writing about the naive Victorian time traveler. Yeah, I should have picked that up, Carl, like, really. But I got so excited talking about Euro Disney, I didn't care. And no one else picked it up. And now you've embarrassed yourself twice by sending it back in. But yes, Victorian time traveler obviously was H.G. Wells, who comes up in Time Lash, which text message Peter is insisting that we watch. And I'm like, well, it just doesn't fit into my anniversary plans. But if you want to text me about it, feel free. He seems to think that it's going to be amazing. And unlike his previous rewatches of Black Orchid and what was the other one he watched that he was really disappointed in? Oh, Warriors from the Deep. Like, he thought, these are going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. And they were disappointing for many, many reasons. You know, they're still fun because it's Doctor Who, but, you know, it's not what we remember as kids. Like, I remember the excitement of Warriors of the Deep. I was like, oh, my God, this is the one where the Doctor fell in the water and it was really exciting. And then I watched it and it was just like, what's a hexachromochromatome, I guess? Like, this is done. And what is this plot? I don't understand it. Anyway, it happens. Like, the things that we loved as kids sometimes are a bit disappointing as adults. Carl said his idea about the educational remit was that a lot of kids may have had a limited concept of prehistoric man. So seeing something in real life, in inverted commas, depicting the importance of fire. I guess because up till then, yeah, you know, TV was kind of a new medium. Like, it had only been around for like people really only bought televisions en masse to watch the coronation, which was only 10 years before. So it was kind of only just becoming a thing. And, yeah, I guess there's never really been a depiction of prehistory. I mean, still, we don't watch it, but because, you know, it's difficult to write for because they don't speak. I mean, at least in this, they spoke some sort of vague English, even though there was a character called Her, which was not spelled Her, but Her. I'm still having trouble with that. but, yeah, he said it's the importance of fire that was something discovered that would have made the subject interesting. 60s education was not always the best and not always visual. And Carl says, I was there, but only a baby for this one. He says that theory falls down, though, as I've just seen The Romans, which is almost descending into being a carry-on movie with naughty Nero chasing Barbara. Oh, I know. I remember enjoying The Romans, though, because it's silly. It's educational, but with a surprisingly adult plot. Thank the gods we were spared from him doing the same with Vicky. Oh, I know. Vicky's far too young for that. And Bless you, Carl, says, I really have to admire your commitment to the art by re-recording the podcast of Unearthly Child. Even Adam Richard Has a Theory has its own missing episodes. They're in the cloud somewhere. They're spinning around in a RAM or some cache or something. I don't know where they are. They live in nowhere land. Anyway, I think I ended up talking twice as much in the remount. It's gone on for far longer. And he says, you must want to wrap up Unearthly Child. Never. I could talk about these episodes for forever. But he has a final word. And he says, the Unearthly Child is the best theory I've heard for a while. Oh, the one that we got from Paul about the, you know, the doctor being the Unearthly Child. He says, I've watched the last episode of The Chase for the first time and the doctor's reaction to Ian and Barbara leaving. He does the whole shock, anger, resistance and acceptance thing in 5 minutes, like a teenager reaction, when it's Vicky who has to calm him down. It made me think, is this the first time he's lost traveling companions? Oh, interesting. Because Susan's departure felt different, as if he'd wanted and expected her to grow up and spread her wings. Oh, my God. There's a bit more from Carl, which I will dredge up in the next episode. But it's about your experiences of watching Doctor Who when you're younger. So if you have anything like that, feel free to email me, theory@adamrichard.com.au.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.